Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. To us a child is born. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Alleluia. To us a child is born. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
The psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 147. We will read the psalm responsively by half verse. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem.
Praise the Lord, O Zion.
For he has strengthened the bars of your gates.
He has blessed your children within you.
He has established peace on your borders.
He satisfies you with the finest wheat.
He sends out his command to the earth. He gives snow like wool.
He scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
He scatters his hail like bread crumbs.
Who can stand against his cold?
He sends forth his word and melts them.
He blows with his wind and the waters flow.
He declares his word to Jacob.
His statutes and his judgments to Israel.
He has not done so to any other nation.
To them he has not revealed.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
a reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. In his translation, The Message, Eugene Peterson writes it this way: "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out." That Jesus came to live among us is the core of our faith. God created us, God loved us, and God wants us to be in a relationship with him. Throughout the Old Testament, God reached out to his people. He did not simply rule from on high in the firmament of heaven, but he stooped down to meet his people. He stooped down to comfort his people. He stooped down to give them encouragement, and he stooped down to try and save his people. He appeared to Hagar after she and her son Ishmael were banished from Abraham and lay dying of thirst in the desert. God had a plan for Ishmael, and he appeared before them in order to save them. God appeared to Abraham on Mount Moriah as he prepared to sacrifice Isaac on God's command, only to have God stop him and reassure him, saying, "For now I know that you fear God." God spent a long night wrestling with Jacob at the well. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush, calling out to him, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." God was in the pillar of cloud that led the Israelites for 40 years through the desert. Why it took 40 years is a lesson for another day. God came to Gideon during a crisis of faith and doubt in his life to lift him up with assurances that all would be well. And God was in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not allowing a single hair on their heads to be singed, saving them and gaining the respect of King Nebuchadnezzar, who ordered that they neither serve nor worship any god but their own God. God stooped and God stooped. When his people were in trouble, during their times of conflict, their times in exile, during times of celebration, God stooped to be with them. Why? He was preparing his people. He was preparing us for the divine, for the incarnation. It was God's grace that he sent his son to live and dwell among us. He is demonstrating his great desire to be with us. No matter our flaws, our sins, our pettiness, our nasty habits, knowing we are imperfect, knowing that we can never fully measure up to the life God intended us to live, God wants to be in relationship with us. Each year we hear the story of God made flesh. We shout along with shepherds. We join the angelic chorus. We marvel at the depths of his love and his compassion for us. We need to be ready to take this sacred thing, this divine incarnation beyond the manger, beyond the pageants, beyond our own spiritual life here at Grace. We must go to the place where today's gospel is leading us, that to those who believe in his name, that to those who receive the Christ child, to those God has given the power of being their true God-made selves, giving us the grace and the power to serve God, to dwell not only with him, but here in this place, at this time, among our families, our friends, our neighbors, and yes, our enemies. That Moses may have given us the law, but that grace and truth come to us only through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Suffer.
reception for Dick Baker, who has left us. He's moved to Nashville. So for those of you who know and love Dick and Iris, we're going to be doing something after the service on Sunday. Feel free to bring a card, a gift, your best wishes. Those are my announcements. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself to us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Dutifully prime your matin chime, he reads.